In 1911, the word was invented, which was a great moment in the history of swearing. Another great moment in the history of swearing is this podcast, the Books Are Boring podcast. So if you don't like words like and then you may not enjoy this podcast.
Are you beeping and
should I?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank science for sad lamps.
Why don't they just call them happy lamps? Because like sad lamps sounds so sad.
Oh, it's not like sad. It stands for seasonal affective disorder, which indicates the annual cycle of depression that I and others like me experience every winter, all winter, and fall. And like the end of summer, too.
It's that sadness, you know, that chews us up and spits us out into the black abyss.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, okay. Wow. There we go.
Up and down, juicing.
Thank you.
Yeah. Alana, maybe you just increase your medication.
No, I don't need to do that. Because I have been steadily decreasing my dosage of antidepressants for 2 years, and I'm supplementing anyway with my sad lamp, happy lamp. Remember that? And it is working like a charm.
Yeah, it seems like it's working.
Hey guys, and welcome to the Books Are Boring movie.
Hey guys, welcome to the Books Are Boring podcast, actually. Wait, Trevor, what? My name is Trevor something.
Yeah, starring Trevor Pullman and David Stonebrough.
Yeah.
The Books Are Boring movie.
It's a movie this time.
We're doing a movie.
But really,
yeah,
it's a podcast. It's actually a podcast.
Why wouldn't it be a movie?
Movies are visual.
Yeah, but podcasts are... Oh, shit, it's audio.
Yeah. They got to find a way to make moving pictures and audio
sync up. Because, oh my God, imagine seeing, we've all seen this, the movie of the man opening and closing his mouth.
Yes.
Imagine this.
Imagine.
He was.
Hey, guys, put your imagination hats on for a second.
Okay, so picture the man opening and closing his mouth for many moments.
Yeah.
The famous movie.
Yeah.
Movie, motion picture, moves its photos,
yeah.
Nothing else. Imagine if they synced up words that corresponded to the shapes of his mouth, and it was like he was saying them. He was talking, not just moving his mouth, but actually speaking.
I feel like that's a great idea. Don't get me wrong. Please don't take this as a criticism.
Okay, yeah.
I feel like most people would think it was witchcraft.
It's cutting edge. It's pushing the limits of technology.
Yeah.
I know, but like, I just feel like that's such an interesting spin on the man opening and closing his mouth for many moments.
But because I remember I went to see a theater and it was a really good movie about a train going towards the screen.
Sure.
And I literally jumped out of my seat.
Yeah?
Yeah, this train came right at us and I jumped up. I was like on the back of the seat in the theater.
And then it struck you?
No, it was just a visual. Oh. It was just like a movie, like a moving picture show of a train. But I was like, I thought a train was coming towards me. It was so scary.
So it probably would have distracted you if you maybe had the sound of like a rooster.
Yeah, if they put a rooster sound in there, I would have been fucked.
Or like the sound of a woman laughing.
Yeah, no, I would have been fucked in the asshole.
Or like the sound of a train.
From fear.
Of a train whistle.
Hey everybody, it's winter time.
It's 91.
It's 1991 and it's winter.
It's the
it's episode 91
of 2018.
Yeah.
One of our final few episodes of this year, the last five.
Mm-hmm.
And then
it's up there.
And then it will be 2019.
Yeah, 2019, as they say.
So that's how long we have to go before we're out of this year, which admittedly has been not
the best.
Oh.
No, not good.
No, not good is what
I
thought.
Well, we had a blue...
we had a meeting about this.
Right. It was a bad year.
It was a bad year.
Yeah.
Remember, because of all the atrocities?
Yeah.
Everyone's really sad.
Trump was a bad guy.
All year.
Trump was a big bad guy.
Another fucking year, this guy.
Doug Ford was a big bad guy.
Yeah, it's been rough.
A lot of big bad guys.
And then, so we get Halloween, which is a little spark of fun nearing the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But then it starts to get cold. The light goes away. You spend all your money, and you're just sad.
Yeah. Because I found, so Thanksgiving comes around.
Yeah.
I'm not eating turkey. You know what I eat on Thanksgiving?
What do you eat on Thanksgiving?
A tube of meat.
A tube of meat.
Yeah. Trevor, you know, like a toothpaste tube, but with ground beef in it.
Pasted beef.
Yeah.
That's what you eat
on That's Thanksgiving? What I eat on Thanksgiving by myself in the dark, no power.
How?
Thanksgiving comes around, I get, you know what candy I get?
What?
Valentine's candy. Valentine's Day candy.
I don't know where you're
going. So you know they're just saving it from February.
So that's super sad.
Yeah, so I've had a sad year is what I'm saying.
But most years are like that? That's par for the course?
That's true, yeah.
Anyway, so for most people, and not for you, because you're on a straight line. Straight. Most people have peaks and valleys, and valleys is the bad one?
That doesn't matter. I think they're just showing their extremes. You know, because I'd rather be in a valley than be on top of a mountain. But I think, like, when you think of, like, a graph, because you're comparing peaks and valleys to, like, a graph of, like, how happy you are or how sad you are, you're going to think of the low ones as, like, the sad. But to be honest,
low ones are bad, is what you're saying.
Yeah, in your mind, but, like, in real life, I'd rather be in a valley than in a mountain, like, physically. So no, but as far as the metaphor goes, you don't want to be in a valley.
So, like, manic highs are good.
Yeah.
And everything below happiness is bad.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's true. I take drugs so that I just kind of I'm on a plateau. Yeah.
So I'm more or less numb.
Yeah. Anyway, take those numb drugs.
Numb drugs.
Yeah.
www.numbdrugs.
Numb nuts. That's my nickname.
So it's a sad time of year. December rolls around and the days become very short. And that's really what kills people is you get out of work at 5 p.m. and it's already getting dark.
Yeah.
And so you don't get the sunlight.
Yeah.
You don't get to wander around and feel nice and like watch the remainder of the leaves change color and fall.
It's true.
Little dustings of snow. It's just dark.
It's just dark.
Settle down.
Yeah, we've all had those jobs. I worked in a mall once where my store was in the center of the mall.
Yeah.
You know, like no windows in sight. And I would go into work in the morning. It'd be dark. And then I'd leave work at the end of my shift and it'd be dark. And I was like, this is my life now, I guess.
Yeah, I worked at a factory.
Mm-hmm.
Same deal. There are no windows.
Like, yeah.
Literally, there just weren't windows in the working place.
Why?
Because it was, I don't know. Because it just like let heat out, I guess.
Yeah.
In a huge place. So
yeah, that's the same when I worked at Procter & Gamble, actually. Because it was like, in the middle of a factory. Yeah.
Exactly. And so you walk in. For me, I would like get there like really, really early in the morning before the sun had fully come out.
Yeah.
So it's like darkish. And I'd leave at 5, so it's darkish again. And it's like, for most of my life, for these few months, I'm missing the day. I'm missing the sunlight touching me.
Oh, no, thank you.
Yeah, and then when you do go out in the sunlight, it hurts your face.
Yeah.
Because it's so cold. Like, yeah, it's a bad time of year.
What we're going to do for you folks is we're gonna tell you some stories to brighten your life.
Yeah, we're going to, in this dreary time, we're going to tell some cheery rhymes.
But in this dark time?
They won't rhyme.
No, they won't.
They won't rhyme.
They won't rhyme. Well, we'll try.
We will try to make them rhyme.
So speaking of getting dark early, that's what this first story is about.
We're telling the story about the dark early?
Dark times.
I know this one. This is one of our old classic stories.
Of our old classics.
Stop it. So this story is about a little boy who was born blind.
He was born without sight, they say.
Yeah. Yeah. He couldn't see anything with his eyes.
That's true.
But he could hear things with his eyes.
Sorry?
Am I right about that?
That's why. Yeah.
Like Daredevil?
Yeah, like Daredevil.
Is that what Daredevil does?
Daredevil hears things with his eyes. That's so go on with this blind boy.
So he can't see, and every year around Christmas time he begins writing his list of Christmas wishes to Santa, because he's always a very good boy, and on top of the list is always eyes.
Just want some eyes.
And then fire truck toy.
He writes fire truck toy.
Ball.
Because he wrote fire truck toy because he was gonna write, he used to write fire trucks, and then he'd be like, oh wait, am I gonna get a literal fire truck? I can't afford the gas for that.
It's hard to tell for me.
I can't afford the insurance. This will just put my mother out of work.
I'd much prefer the toy for I'm gonna specify
out of money. Yeah, go on.
I'm gonna specify.
Yeah.
So he writes his list: eyes, fire truck toy,
yeah,
ball,
yeah,
normal kid fodder.
Yeah.
And every year as he grows up, he usually doesn't get eyes.
Mm.
Take it away.
So one year he does, though.
Yep. But they won't work until he goes out and he stands in the sunlight and gets his body warm enough
mm-hmm.
to put in the new eyes.
Yeah, so he writes a letter to Santa Claus because he lives up in the Arctic. He didn't know that he lived up in the place on planet Earth where it was dark 24 hours a day in the winter.
Where the sun likes least.
And so because he was born without sight, his parents felt no need to tell him this.
He didn't consider the whole sunlight thing.
Yeah.
And there's very little sunlight where he is, and it's that dark time of year.
He would listen to the Beach Boys, and they'd be like, "There's a sun, it exists." And he's like, "Oh." And then
there's a big ball of fire and snow. It'll kill us all. He frets. He sleeps under his bed for his whole life, for he's scared of the great ball of fire in the sky.
So with his new eyes in his eye holes, he starts walking south, and he keeps going
because every day when he wakes up, there's no sun, so he can't get warm for the new eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So he has to walk south away from his home to make his new presents work. Just very similar to when you get a gift and it doesn't have batteries.
Yeah, you gotta go to the store and get batteries, but you can't
because it's Christmas day.
Nobody sells batteries. Well, you can go to the gas station.
Yeah, you go.
But they're so expensive at the gas station.
Totally, but I mean,
your dad's not gonna drive you. He's had too much eggnog.
And it's like, Dad, you goddamn dick, you didn't give me batteries. It's like, you're in the store, they put the batteries right near the register for dumb assholes like you.
Yeah.
I can't play with Buzz Lightyear. Yeah, I know I can see he moves around, but I want him to say
I want him to go buzz, 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 Buzz Lightyear to the rescue.
And I want him to go with the laser.
Yeah.
Bzzz. I want that to happen.
I want him to learn a lesson about friendship with Woody. I want him to write my name on his foot.
Andy. So anyway, he goes far enough south that he gets warm.
Mm-hmm. And his eyes start working.
Yeah. And then when he looks around,
he doesn't see his parents. Go on.
That's what's good. He doesn't see his family and his friends and his home and his fire truck toy.
Yeah.
And his ball.
So he plucks his eyes out and goes home.
The end.
The end. Oh, that brightened my day.
That was
a nice story.
Yeah, that was a nice little closet brightener. If you live if you live in a dark closet that's locked and you're stuck in there and they're like, yeah, come out.
Yeah.
Then this might bright that might brighten it
that
up.
That might brighten it up. So
hopefully that sounds sad.
Yeah.
Trevor.
Hey.
Hey buddy.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How warm are your hands?
Yeah, they're pretty warm. You?
Pretty warm.
Yeah.
It's because we're inside.
Mm.
But you know what it is outside?
Warm.
Yes.
Cold.
Even more, yes. Because warm in the grand scheme, for deep space, absolute zero.
Yeah, yeah.
Comparatively.
But overall, it's pretty cold out.
Yeah, as for us humans, we find it was chilly.
Mm-hmm. Chilly it's no there. Hoth.
Like from Star Trek.
Some Star Trek when they have to go inside the giant kangaroo. And they're like, oh, I thought it smelled bad from the outside, but stinks also smells bad inside at this giant kangaroo.
Just imagine you could understand English, and they just chop you open. It's like, get in, it'll keep you warm. It's like, oh my god, you're gonna live in my warmth while I die. It's like, that stinks.
It already died, that's why they did that.
You're dying. It's like, wait, what? Oh yeah, it had fallen over.
Dead. Yeah, the giant kangaroo had already fallen.
And also, no, because you don't just at some, you're mid-step, and then you're dead.
Yeah, it's true.
If it's cold, you slowly curl up. He probably lay down to I'm so cold.
Yeah, I'm so cold. Yeah, and they're like, cut him open.
And then he's like, man, he stinks. And he's like, this sucks so bad.
Yeah.
Because they say if I die and as life is bleeding out of my eyes, you're like, this man stunk. I would I would probably
smelly man
exist as a ghost forever. Yeah. My soul would be able to rest after that.
Oh, man. So
It stinks. I'm still alive? No, I'm haunting that plane forever.
Yeah, and be so because it's depressing. It's because winter is kind of depressing.
Because it's yeah,
being called stinky in the winter is depressing too. Because it's like, oh, I thought the cold killed all the stink.
Oh, it's like just to get to my job or wherever I'm going, I need to put on 65 layers of stuff. So a few of my places are red hot onion deserts.
Onion deserts, yeah.
Yeah, it's terrible. Super swampy, gross parts of your body in all these layers that you got, and then you go and you take off all those layers.
Yeah.
And you just gotta exist, and then someone just shoots you, and then as the life bleeds out of your eyes, they say, oh, he stinks.
Yeah, and when you get to work, too, you have to take off layers, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, shoot, sorry, I took off too many layers. Please don't fire me, boss.
Yeah, he's like, just put your skin back on,
Trevor. Yeah, I'm just walking around as a skeleton. And I'm like, no, because I have a really good joke I learned last week about a skeleton I want to tell you.
Yeah, guys, go back to our previous episode last week, episode 90, where Trevor learns the greatest joke in the world.
Yeah.
It's about a skeleton.
Yeah. So if you missed that one, I won't spoil it here.
Yeah, but what happens is...
What happens is you take off too many layers.
And you're a skeleton.
And you're a skeleton.
So it's just depressing. It's a depressing time of year because it's so damn cold. Mm-hmm. And then because it's so damn cold, you get so damn hot.
Mm-hmm.
People call you stinking, attack you.
Yeah. So we thought we'd tell a story to brighten your day. It has to do with cold and warmth. And
so maybe you can appreciate being a little too warm or a little too cold this season.
Mm-hmm. It's a story about a sled dog.
Oh, I know this one. Go on.
Sled dog named Barney.
Barney the sled dog.
Yeah.
This is a great story.
Yeah. So one day, Barney's sled dog, he had a long day of sledding.
Pulling a sled.
And
he wasn't riding.
He's not a sled dog, as in the fact that he like takes a toboggan and goes down a hill. No.
But I would like to say that the person who rides on this particular sled is actually a dog named Balto.
Yeah. So it's a sled with
dog.
A dog on it, but it's also pulled by like
mushing
dogs. Yeah.
And we're talking about one of those.
We're talking about Barney.
Barney the sled pulling dog.
So Barney's cold one night.
Yes, he's in Michigan.
He lacks the thumbs to start a fire.
Yeah, all the thumbs that are around the camp, he's eaten.
He's eaten all the thumbs, so he can't start a fire. You need opposable thumbs to start a fire, and he's eaten them all. Yeah. So
or the Lord.
Or the Lord. Yeah, in the miracle. Because of when
Moses
in the burning bush, or Moses and the pillar of fire that led them through the night.
Yeah.
Or Moses
or
and...
Or Dalton and the bitchin' fireball.
That was a good parable. That was a good parable. Fact. The Bible isn't...
Right, I forgot. Dalton and the bitchin' fireball is fact.
Biblical fact. It's in Genesis. People, open your Bibles once in a while.
Open your Bible to 1 Dalton 3.
Yeah.
The story of the bitchin' fireball.
So Barney's like, I'm fucking cold.
It's cold here in Michigan.
Yeah, it's cold here in Michigan. So what does Barney do?
He's a dog. He's fine.
No, dogs can get a little chilly.
Okay, he's a little chilly.
He finds a blanket.
That's good.
Wraps that blanket around him. It's cute.
It is cute.
It's cute. Why didn't a dog wrap a blanket around itself? You ever see those videos?
Yeah, they bite it and then roll.
They bite it and roll. It's just adorable.
Yeah.
Anyways, I hope that brightened your day a little bit.
Yeah, because here's the second half of it, and it's not quite so cheery.
Oh, I thought it was done.
Yeah, so
I forgot about the second half, yeah.
Yeah, because it turns out the blanket that he wrapped himself up in is another one of his old sled dog pals, his pelt, you know, because when he got too old and slow, you know what happens to a sled dog?
Sledded.
They get sledded.
They start riding.
They start being the driver.
Yeah, and then eventually when they get old, they get turned into a blanket.
Only when they die of natural causes.
Yeah.
This one happened to be an overdose.
Yeah. So that was that. It reminded him of his...
Fentanyl.
Because he introduced his friend to the drugs.
To the street drugs and shit, yeah. That it would one day kill him.
Mm-hmm. Barney's been clean for a long time, but he still has the guilt.
So then when he rolls up in this blanket, which is super adorable, he realizes what it is.
Yeah.
And it makes you think before you in this season. You're cold, right?
Yeah.
Because you live in Michigan.
It's
cold this time of year.
It's
December.
It's December almost.
So when you go grab a blanket and you roll up in it, make sure it's not made out of one of your loved one's skins.
Mm-hmm.
That's to brighten your day.
It's to brighten your day.
Here at the Books of Boring podcast.
I feel a lot better now.
I'm feeling better.
About the cold? Yeah.
About the cold and the dark of the days? Mm-hmm. I'm feeling better.
What else is this time of year? What else can be depressing about... Hey, Dave. What else can be depressing about this time of year?
Eggnog.
Oh, I love eggnog. Have you had any yet?
Oh, yeah. It makes me happy, too.
Yeah.
Some people don't like it, and that makes me depressed, is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I had a glass of eggnog the other day.
Oh, you did already?
Mm-hmm.
It's not even December.
Oh, I know.
Nice.
Yeah, I drank it.
But when somebody says, like, I really don't like eggnog, the only thing you can say to that is, like, obviously it tastes weird.
Yeah.
But it's really good.
It has a weird consistency.
Yeah.
But it's so good.
But if you like it, there's nothing like it. And it's a really great once a year thing.
Yeah.
I fucking love nog.
I don't drink a lot of it. I have lactose intolerance, but I'll drink a bit.
You have to work on that, Trevor. You just have to start accepting lactose for what it is.
So another thing about this time of year is...
yes, 'tis this time of year that this thing.
you know, you got your Christmas shopping. You had to do all that Christmas shopping.
Yeah, because, like, Christmas presents aren't just due on the 25th. There's, like, work stuff and friend stuff and little in-law stuff that you got to do, like, by, like, the 15th or sooner.
And you got to budget for that. You got to pay for those things.
Yeah.
And also, you know, you have a gas bill because all of a sudden you're starting to heat the house.
Yeah,
fine. And, you know, you have to, you're getting hungrier because it's, you know, it's colder out. You want to eat more, so you're spending more on food.
Yeah.
You got to buy bottles of wine because you have more dinner parties. You have to...
And your tolerance increases. You got to buy more and more.
Eat more and more wine. And so you're spending more and more money, and you have less and less money to, you know, spend on random things. And, like, for me, you know, for my job, it's slower in the winter, so I'm not making as much money.
And then people start inviting you out for things. Mm-hmm. It's this work party. It's this Christmas party. Come join us for this. You're like, man, I'm spending money left.
Yeah.
I'm spending money right.
Yeah.
Oh, bring something to the potluck. I'm spending money forward. Oh, bring money yesterday. Go back in time. Spending money backward.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's depressing this time of year when you find out there's no more money left in the whole planet.
Yeah. So what we're going to do to brighten your whole season, the season of Christmas and Yuletide.
Just tell you a bit of a story.
Just tell you a bit of a story.
This story is going to help brighten your mood if maybe you're starting to see either now or in the near future those funds of yours slipping through your fingers.
You know those charity things where you put a coin in and you slowly see that coin drift away? Do you feel like that with your money? Here's the story for you.
Just a little story about that. This like running joke that we've had with both of our cats now, me and Jody, where there's always like a stray nickel or something on the floor and we never clean it up. So sometimes like the cat will just be sitting right next to it and we'll like walk by and is like, make sure you keep your dime safe or keep your nickel safe.
Yeah.
And I was like, so we used to have Turnip. She sadly passed away, but the joke was that Turnip was very frivolous or not very frivolous with her money, very careful.
Yeah.
So she always had her nickel. And then we made the same joke about Benny, but it was just gone. We never saw it again. So we have a joke that Benny, when he gets money, puts it in those swirly things and then just tries to catch it on the way down.
And then just loses it.
Yeah, just, but that's like, if you have a joke where a cat like is saving up money to buy something, like what would a cat buy? Our cat just puts it in the spinny thing. And one night we couldn't find Jody's debit card and we joked that Benny took it and put it in the spinny.
Did you ever find it?
No. Well, I mean, someone found it, you know, and used it several places, identity stuff. We had to call the bank.
That sucks.
It was Jody. She had left, but she had taken it. It was my card. She ran off with all my wallet.
Well, there's a scam going around in Toronto. We got a warning about it at work. It hasn't happened at our work, but what people do is, you know, like when they bring a debit machine to your table?
Yeah.
So what people do is they'll be like, oh, can I get a takeout container or whatever? So then the server leaves and they switch out the machines.
Yeah.
And then they come back and do it again, like switch it back so they get all your information.
Yeah, of course.
So that's something to be wary of. So now I have to, when I bring, when somebody's paying for something, I have to just stand there and watch them. And if they're like, actually, can I grab this? I'm like, yep, I'll grab it in a sec. I just have to, like, even if there's, like, tables around that need to be cleared and stuff, I just have to stand there staring at them.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
That is weird.
Love it. But that's not what we're here to talk about today.
No, we're going to brighten your day with a story about money.
About money.
And about money at this time of year, and about, it's not going to be an Ebenezer Scrooge one.
It's called Christmas Shoes. It's that song, Christmas Shoes.
So
it's not that song, Christmas Shoes. It's a different story altogether.
A brand new one from your fellows at the Books of Boring podcast. But it goes way back.
Way back.
So there was a monster truck.
Monster.
Driver.
Driver.
Named Tony.
Tony.
Go on, Trevor.
So there's a monster truck driver named Tony.
Yeah.
And he's driving around.
Yeah, of course he is. Monster truck. Wouldn't you?
And he's like, I hope I get in a monster truck rally soon.
Yeah, because, I mean, all this gas, I'm losing money.
I
need to make some money off this monster truck. I'm just losing money on this monster truck.
I gotta get gifts for my kids on Christmas.
Christmas is coming. I got to pay for gifts for my kids.
I should have had another job and had this as a hobby for when the one time a year when a monster truck rally comes around. I shouldn't have put all my eggs in this basket, he said out loud.
He said, you should keep your day job. I thought that was one of those, like, break a leg. I didn't know it. I should actually have kept my income.
Yeah.
Sore revenue stream.
Yeah, so now I'm here driving a truck that's way too hard on gas.
So he plows. He's hauling ass. He plows into a telephone pole. His truck's fine. Just bounces around. He flies out the window. Yeah. Lands on the ground near the broken pole. And he sees stapled to that pole, Christmas Eve Monster Truck Rally.
Oh, and he's like, a friend of mine really likes Monster Truck Rallies. So I should probably tell him. And then as he's saying that, he's like, wait, I could be in. I could even be in it.
I wouldn't. He's going to be a competition. I'm not going to tell him. I'll be in it.
I'll be in it.
I won't tell my friend.
I won't tell even my friend about it. So he goes, he takes the number off it, writes it down, calls him up.
He pulls it off of the telephone pole.
It has one of those things.
Yeah, but it's flat on the ground.
It's flat on the telephone pole's flat on the ground because he hit it with his monster truck. He's lying beside it.
Yeah.
He's sideways. The pole's sideways. So to him, it looks normal. He tries
to walk, though. He's just kind of like scooting in circles on the ground.
Kind of like from Homer when he was doing that Three Stooges bit. That's a Three Stooges bit he was doing.
So then he gets up, and his monster truck is on its back, so he flips it with his bare hands.
Yeah.
Over back onto its wheels.
Yeah, and he gets in it.
And he drives to his practice field.
And he practices.
Oh, man, does he practice.
He practices like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah, he's just practicing really hard, left and right. He's just driving, because it's happening Christmas Eve, but it's just the beginning of December. He's got lots of time to train.
And then his phone rings, and it's this kid, and he's like, you're supposed to pick me up at school. And he's like, don't you understand? I'm doing this for the family. Find your own fucking way home, you piece of shit.
We live next to the school.
Different school, Dad. I keep telling you, that's not my school. That's just a different school.
Well, you should go to that school then.
It's only for adults. It's a community college.
Well, then maybe you should like up your game.
Yeah.
Enough with this recorder practicing bullshit at home. Maybe practice for adult college.
Yes.
So anyway, he's driving around in the field practicing, and his tire kicks up a big sack of gold, and he's set for life.
And he still does the monster truck thing because he still loves it.
But he loses because he's not a professional. He just likes it. He's a hobbyist. Doing.
Yeah. But he gets the gold. And
he has a bunch of money because of the gold.
And when his wife sued him, she got half of it too. So the kids were good.
Yeah, the kids were taken care of. And I mean, he had a lot. He was sad to see half of it go. But he still has tons.
He was set for life. And he owned the field, so there's no dispute about whether it was his or not.
Yeah.
And also, the kid's got a really nice stepdad. He treats him very well and has a full-time job.
Yeah, so, I mean, the moral here is that if you're hurting, if, you know, finances are tight, hope to randomly find something.
Yeah, maybe hopefully you'll find a random bag of gold.
Hopefully you'll randomly come across, get a lottery ticket, hope for random big lump sums of luck.
Mm-hmm. So just keep playing the lottery. Keep looking in fields.
Looking fields for gold.
Yeah.
This time of year.
Yeah.
The ground's hard.
Call your kids once in a while.
Call your congressman.
Call your member of parliament. Provincial parliament.
Yeah, call your grandma.
Or your state senator. If your grandmother's still alive, call her.
Call her and ask, what was the name of Aunt Shirley's son? Like, I never met that side of it. What was her name?
He was in the army for a while, but he had to leave because he had diarrhea.
Not the brother who had to leave. No. There's another brother.
There was another one who had.
Yeah. Come on, can you help us on this one?
Yeah, you call your grandma and say that.
Call it off. Call off your plans.
If you don't have a grandma, call any retirement home.
Yeah, and just ask them for somebody
who could think that you're their grandchild.
Hey, I'm calling for my grandma. They'll patch you into something.
Yeah.
The patch into the resident grandma.
Yeah. So I hope these stories cheered you up.
They seemed mean-spirited.
Should we start over?
Yes.
Once there was a happy elf, and he was happy, and he made everybody else happy.
Because the Christmas spirit's in all of us.
Christmas spirit's in all of us. Christmas is coming, and so he also helped with, made it brighter all day, and he made it warmer all the time, and he made you have money.
So guys, Paul, we're going to apologize now.
Paul?
Paul. So Paul. I'm sorry, Paul. I'm sorry for all those things I said. You got big, big shoulders.
And you're your own man.
They're not as narrow as I said. They're big.
And I'd like to apologize to all the people who don't celebrate Christmas.
And most listeners, because I don't think we succeeded in cheering them up.
And I'd like to apologize if you're not happy with us this week for our depressing stories, and you can just call me. My phone number is 647 And we haven't done that joke in a long time, so threw that out there.
Good. I'm glad you brought that one back.
Yeah.
So, everyone, it's a bullshit year, and it's a bullshit time of year, so look for cheer where you can find it.
Yeah.
Buy food to overcompensate, you know, skip work so you can enjoy the sun, and buy a blanket made out of your cousin who overdosed.
Yeah. And actually, you know, maybe donate some food to a food bank. Homeless shelters need socks this time of year, so... That's something you can do that'll cheer you up and make you feel like you did something good.
Yeah,
razors a lot of times too they need. Clean underwear probably.
Those are helpful things to donate. That's an actual good message from Trevor, no joke. And also, it's gone.
Oh.
So I guess. Oh, also it is November 28th right now.
Mm-hmm.
So you have time still to convert whatever Christmas you were planning on doing from a big event into a Secret Santa where you're doing one more personalized thing. That's a good option so that you spend a little less money and people take a little more time on one gift rather than becoming stressed and super taxed financially.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. See you guys next week, Scaredy Cats, where it'll be deeper into December.
Scaredy Cats.
Fuck! Cut that. See you fuckholes next week. I hate my life. I hate my job. I hate my friends. And I hate this podcast.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
It's a marshmallow world in the winter when the snow comes to cover the ground.
Work, 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 Sky Moon.
God damn it. Fucking shit. I got shit on.